This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is seeing an increase of non-white students enrolling in universities, but equity gaps still persist. Angie Piccioni directs the State Department of Higher Education.
Demographics show that the populations of color are increasing. Well, if they're not also increasing their academic success, what is our state going to look like in 10, 15, 20 years?
The state is starting a new Office of Educational Equity, which will work with universities to create resources for disadvantaged groups. A push is on to reach communities historically underrepresented in medical research. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A National Institutes of Health program is called All of Us. A mobile exhibit is traveling nationwide, inviting a million people to help build one of the most diverse health databases in history. Here's the NIH's Meredith Daly.
We need to have individualized treatments. And in order to do that, we need to have people from diverse populations who have traditionally been left out of research.
Patients agree to give access to things like medical records, body measurements, and blood or urine. The exhibit is in Denver next week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver will spend $150,000 to start the Safe Parking Program for people living in their vehicles. It's estimated that more than 1,000 people in Metro Denver are living out of their cars or RVs. Safe parking sites let people park overnight without the worry of being towed or bothered. They also have access to water and restrooms. The Denver Broncos' new management is getting in place. The team's new owners have named Damani Leach as the Broncos' president. Leach replaces Joe Ellis, who stepped down following the NFL's approval of the new ownership group. Leach spent 17 years with the NCAA's national offices and 8 years with NFL International, which focuses on growing American football internationally. This is CPR News and KRCC.